This is supposedly hostile territory for Emmanuel Macron. In the first round of France's presidential election, 49% of the vote in Saint-Denis went to the far-left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon. In the second round, the choice is Macron or the far-right's Marine Le Pen. "We feel like we have to choose between the pest and cholera," this woman told the president. The high cost of living is the main concern for French voters and jobs, this woman says. Nationwide, unemployment has fallen under Macron to 7.9%, but it's high here at 11%. "We're creating jobs," Macron says, before adding, "there's no magic solution." There are millions of potential Mélenchon kingmakers. The far-left candidate hasn't himself endorsed Macron, though he's told his supporters there should not be a single vote for Marine Le Pen. Macron also wants to tap the youth vote. 31% of 18 to 24-year-olds voted for Jean-Luc Mélenchon. To the north of Paris, Seine-Saint-Denis is one of the most deprived areas of France. Here, Macron struggles to shake off his image as president of the rich. But the far right is even more unpopular.
"There is no other choice. I don't see myself voting for Marine Le Pen because she doesn't reflect my principles. So I'd rather be shot by Macron than Marine."
"I will vote for Macron this time. I don't like what he does, but I'll be voting for Macron as a vote against Le Pen."
"I think Macron has already done one term, and I think to allow continuity would be more advantageous."
The latest polls suggest Emmanuel Macron will win a second term, but he will only keep the presidency with votes cast grudgingly in his favour. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Seine-Saint-Denis.